Well, welcome guys back to the Teddy Hickman Podcast. Today is September 12th, 2021, and today's topics, we're going to talk about my review on the Donda, Kanye West's Donda. It came out, you know, the album came out unexpectedly, you know. The same day it came out was a Sunday, and I was staying up on that particular Sunday. Like, they said, oh, Kanye West is going to release it around like 8 Central or something like that, or a 9, something like that, they said. And then around the time, I was just about to go to bed, and I was laying on the couch and stuff, and I was after watching a long day of TV, of staying up and everything else. Next you know, the album dropped, and I hurry up and listen to that. So today, I'm going to review, actually not going to review, I'm going to read off my list after my review of how I liked about the Donda. Kanye West's Donda album, his 10th album by his mom and his legacy by himself, and what my 27 top list of songs that I considered his favorites. So we're gonna go from 27 to number one. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have saw the list. If you follow me on Snapchat, you might have saw the list as well. But you know, I like to create lists. A lot of people like to create their own things. Some people create tiers. I created a tier as well, of which what Kanye albums are ranked and everything else. Of course, my Dark Twisted Fantasy is gonna be an S. You know, that's gonna be a super duper album. No Kanye album can reach that. Actually, no album can even ever reach to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So let's go ahead and get in this. 27 is Donda chant. Is that Donda, 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 Donda. So I think Kanye added that because the heartbeat of his mom, you know, the last heartbeat, you know, they were talking about the heartbeat of his mom, the passing about her. Number 26, Television. I really don't know why he added Pop Smoke, the little demo, dun, 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 then we made it. I really don't get why he added that in the album. I find that it's quite disrespectful, even with these other features of Pop Smoke, like these post-humorous features or even songs, like from songs from by Juice WRLD or Pop Smoke. I find it disrespectful. You know, I think those songs could have been released before they passed away instead of after they passed away to try to get some profit. No, I really don't accept it. Okay, part two. Like, I really don't understand with, that was number 25, sorry. Number 25 is Okay, part two. I really don't know why these part twos were added in the Donda, album. I really don't know why, but Okay, part two was, it was all right. It was not good than the first one. It's not even close to the first one. There's probably a few tracks close to the first one. Junior Part 2 featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I really don't know the reason behind that. Like, I like the original version of Junior. That's why I got Junior at least in the top 12. I really don't understand why we have to have Part 2 in there. Okay, number 23, Come to Life. I really don't know why I have Come to Life at number 23. I think after listening to it, like, the first time, that's probably why I have it at number 23. But if I give it a re-listen, or if I listen to it at least three or four times, I probably would put Come to Life in my top 12 list, which might drop down Junior out the way. I need to reevaluate on Come to Life at number 23. Okay, number 22, Jail Part 2. A lot of people were talking about Jail Part 2 featuring DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, because the whole controversy about Marilyn Manson being accused of sexual assault, and DaBaby talking about the LGBT and the HIV and AIDS kind of thing, epidemic. And it had a lot of controversy. And you know, Kanye West is the king of controversy. My dear, he is the king of controversy, so he don't really give a care of what people think about him. Even with the whole Taylor Swift thing from MTV in 2009, he don't care. He could put I think he had any ideas in calling up Trump was supposed to be a guest feature as well, but Trump didn't appear. That's what I read on Yahoo's news outlet and everything else. This phone charger, Jesus Christ. Okay, number 21, Jesus Lord. I like Jesus Lord Part 2. That's why I have it in my at least top 5 list. I really don't know. I don't know why the J Electronica one. Like, I like J Electronica, but I also like the Lokes. the Lokes with Jadakiss and everybody else in that group. Like, I like that version instead. So I put the one featuring Jay Electronica only in number 21. Number 20, Remote Control. I really didn't like Remote Control. I really didn't like it. Young Thug's feature was great, but I really didn't like the entire song. I really didn't like it. I'm sorry. I really didn't like it. And why do I gotta apologize? Okay, number 19. Okay. Like I just said, part two. It's just like the part two songs are just unnecessary. It's just unnecessary, in my opinion. It's just unnecessary. Okay. It had a good beat to it. Number 18, New Again featuring Chris Brown in it. I really don't like Chris Brown, even the whole Rihanna situation. Never liked Chris Brown ever since he hit Rihanna, but you know, try to give him a redemption, and he did some crazy recently or something. New Again has great vibes too. It has great vibes. Number 17, I like Heaven and Hell, that song. Heaven and Hell. It's on there. That sample though. I hope I'm doing it right, but Kanye does it better. Number 16, Jonah. I don't think see, the thing is with Jonah, it was a great song with Vory. Vory has the greatest feature. Like, he has one of the best features in this track. Like, I know 50 Foreign is in Andre 3000, although that feature with Andre 3000 is unreleased though currently. Fabio and Vory is like in the Weeknd and Jay-Z, and a whole lot of people have great features, but Vory, he has a lot. Like, he's been putting this album a whole lot in this album. Number 15, Keep My Spirit Alive. I liked it. Keep My Spirit Alive with West Side Gun and that other artist, I forgot his name, was also featured in here, and I enjoyed it. You know, I had great vibes. Number 14, Lord, I Need You. Lord, I Need You. Man, I love that song, Lord, I Need You. Apparently, the song is about Kim and Kanye's divorce. You know, just, Lord, I Need You. You know, I'm surprised they didn't put that other song called Don't Abandon Your Family. So I kind of think Don't Abandon Your Family is part one, whereas Lord, I Need You is part two. Number 23, 24. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. That song was about Kobe. If a lot of y'all didn't know, because of the number 24, you know, a lot of people didn't know that song was for Kobe or about Kobe. You know, after we lost Kobe in the beginning of last year due to his incident, when, you know, man, that was tragic, man. Thank God Kanye added that in there. If people didn't know that. Number 12, here are the top 12 list. Number 12, Junior. A lot of people don't really like Junior, but I like Junior. Junior Watanabe, yo my. I love that song. It's like, I always listen to it on Spotify. It's a great song. It's a great song, y'all. I think Junior is like an underrated song that a lot of people don't appreciate in my eyes. Whereas, what would be the most overrated song on here? I would say the most overrated song would be New Again. I'm tripping, though. No, I don't know. I don't know which song would be overrated. Number 11, God Breathed on this. God Breathed had a great vibe to it. Mommy of Jesus. That's why I put him at number 11. Number 10, Moon. Don Toliver and Kid Cudi was a great performance. All that. That goes to the moon. I think Moon should have came out like on the track list. I think it should have came out after Hurricane, because it had that kind of vibe with Hurricane and everything else. Number 9, Believe What I Say. I love this song. You know why? Because it had sampled Lauryn Hill. It sampled that song with Lauryn Hill. That's why I like Believe What I Say. It's a great song, man. It's a great song. And give it a listen to. Give it a listen. Number 8, Pure Souls featuring Roddy Ricch. The Grammys. And I'm in my Grammy right now. Right now. I love that song. The Grammys part. Hey, we're her. Number 7, No Child Left Behind. I love that song, you know. Ever since we saw the teaser, the little advertisement for Beats with Sha'Carri Richardson. If you didn't know, Sha'Carri Richardson is my cousin. She runs track. She lost her mom, you know. She got in trouble for smoking weed, but, you know, she took responsibility for that. And then I think recently she tried to run again and she came in last, you know. And a lot of people criticized her about that, you know. But back to No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind has an atmospheric vibe to it, and that's why I like it. And so has New Again. And what was the other song? I think Jonah had a lot of atmospheric to it, you know. A lot of these songs, I mean, some of the songs I just named and others that I probably have missed, you know, have an atmospheric vibe. And that's why I like, that's one of the pros I liked about Kanye West's Donda. Although a lot of the stuff in this album was all over the place. Number 6, Jail. You know, a lot of people like this song, Jail, because it had a rock star tone, and also it featured Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z was the biggest highlight of this album because it brought Kanye and Jay-Z back, and maybe hinted another Watch the Throne sequel that we could get later this year or next year or sooner or later. And I hope we do get a Watch the Thrones 2, or just say the Throne 2, a Throne 2 or something like that, you know. Bring the greatest hip hop true the biggest hip hop duo forever up in here. Number 5, Hurricane, The Weeknd featuring Lil Baby. It was a great song, man. The Weeknd has the best, you know, best voice in it was the best move for Kanye to put The Weeknd in here, because we already know the Weeknd be popping with the trends. We already know he be popping with the trends ever since he released After Hours and some of his other tracks, and now he's coming out with a new album called The Dawn or something like that. You know, it made sense to put The Weeknd in here, even featuring Lil Baby. Baby got a great feature as well. Number 4, Praise God was good. Baby came in it, you know. Travis Scott, you know, if you didn't know, Baby came as Kendrick Lamar's cousin. A lot of people didn't know that until, you know, Kendrick coming out with that new song called Family Ties, which I might talk about later, but not right now. But Praise God was a great song, you know. It was one, let me look this up. It was one part from that song called Praise God that I really enjoyed, and it was Baby Keem's verse. I forgot what that said to. You know, guys, give me a listen, because let me see. Let's get right. But he was talking about something else. I forgot what he said, though. I'm on genius.com, so I'm trying to remember. I don't know you. It's on your site. Let's get right. No. Oh, no. Bada bada da boom. Bada da boom. Oh my God. Bada da boom. Bada da bada da boom. I bada da boom. I bada da bang, man. It's, you know. What was that from? Bada da bang is a catchphrase popularized by the film Godfather, where the character Sonny is confronting his brother Michael's idea to kill a police officer. Oh my God. Oh, that's where it came from. I didn't know. I heard about it before. So that's me. Oh, that's on me. Number 3, Off the Grid. This song was the best one. At first, Off the Grid was number 2, featuring the Playboi Carti and Fabio Foreign. Fabio Foreign has, that man there has spit some bars, man. That man there has spit. That was like one of the best features of the entire album, you know. That was like one of the best features. Off the Grid, I love that. I love Off the Grid, man. It has the vibe, man. It's like you just, it remind me of not a group, but it's like a scene in a movie. I forgot what it was called. Let me see what 5-Year Foreign was saying. Yeah, look, when I was in jail, I was low-key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me at Eat Food, Workout, and Go to Sleep. You know I'm praying he keeping both feet. You know, we got God with us. you look at me and see a God figure, and when I start vibing, I know that he with me, and I'm always catch a heart shiver. Ooh, I know it's a demon, that dark liquor. We buy a bottle and squash with you. Everybody turn to a horse nigga, and my pocket's bigger and my heart richer. My mind smarter, my grind harder, my car quicker. I met her in church, she prayed for me, she my God sister. I'm only trusting the people I keep close, selling that sofa. Y'all can continue to read this on genius.com, but I really, that's like one of my best songs on Donda, Kanye West's Donda album. Number two, Jesus Lord. You know, I know I put the other Jesus Lord song featuring J Electronica at number 21, but the one with the Lokes is great. The one with the Lokes is great. But I'm gonna tell you one verse with Kanye, you know, one of the best verses in that that song. It could be on both, actually. It could be on the first one, it could be on the second one. When Kanye says, this is one of the best verses he put in the song, Jesus is Lord. Mama, you was the life of the party. I swear you brought life to the party. When you lost your life, you took the life out the party. That woman rolled me like a Harley. Visions of my cousin in the cell really scarred me. Moving to the hood was like signing up for Army, cause they've been killing niggas since they niggas were watching Barney. They don't really say, they don't, the album is really clean at this point right now. But you know, that verse there tells it all. Like his when his mom was alive, Kanye was happy. When his mom lost his life, took the life out of him. You know, it made him depressed. He went through it. You know, his mom broke with him all through life until 2007. You know, that's that. Every time he rapped that verse, it breaks. You know, it breaks me. You know, and appreciate the ones that are here with us. You know, even with the part with the hood, moving to the hood was like signing up for the army because they've been killing niggas and niggas were watching Barney. That's the truth. You know, that's the truth right there. They've been killing niggas since niggas were watching Barney. You know, black on black crime is I can talk about black on black crime all day on another topic, but right now I'm not finna talk about it. But okay, number one, life of the party. When this song was leaked by you know who, Drake thought he was gonna get a win. Drake thought he was gonna get a win by leaking one of Kanye's songs online featuring 100,000. Apparently Drake lost. I'm not fun to reevaluate why this song is number one on my list. Y'all have to go see for yourself. That's all I can say for this one. Okay, it was a great verse. Okay, number yeah, that was it. Okay, most played, Life of the Party, Off the Grid, Junior, Praise God, Hurricane, Jail, Jesus Lord, No Child Left Behind, Heaven and Hell, Believe What I Say, and Everything Before Number 21. That's for me. Most anticipated, Hurricane and Jail. And the verdict, you know, the production was great, you know, the features was great, but apparently it was the album was off the place. And apparently Kanye didn't release the album. Universal did, without his permission, without his approval. According to Kanye, you know, I expected at least a 7-track list. You know, I got a track list up there on my list of what Donda could have expected to look like instead of a 27-track list. My verdict for this album is a 7.6 out of 10. At first it was a 6.6 out of 10, which I would be upset with myself, but I gave it at least a 10 point up or something like that. Excuse me. Verdict, 7.6 out of 10. You know, it's better than Drake's album. And let me see, where's that little track list I made? This is my track list. I said 17 tracks, but actually my track list would be 20 for my Donda track list. Number one will be Donda Chant / the Donda song. Number two will be 24, how the song will be start off. Number three is Praise God featuring Travis Scott and the Baby King. Number four, Hurricane featuring The Weeknd. Number and Baby and Lil Baby. Number five, Moon, Don Toliver and Kid Cudi. Then number six, God Breathe on Us. Number seven, I'm okay, whatever that song is about. Number 8, Junior. Number 9, Jonah. Number 10, Keep My Spirit Alive. 11, Heaven and Hell. Number 12, Believe What I Say. Number 13, Lord, I Need You. Number 14, Pure Souls. Number 15, Off the Grid. Number 16, Jail. 17, Jesus Lord. Number 18, Come to Life. You know, number 19, Life of the Party. And number 20, No Child Left Behind. So all those part two songs and Remote Control can be on the deluxe version. That's just for me. I'm just saying. You know, I posted this on Instagram and somebody commented and said, oh, F no. Without reading the, I don't know, maybe because they saw the list and assumed, okay, this is a review, and this person assumed, oh, F no, forget that. I don't like what he put on there. If you read the track, it says trackless, not review, sir. It says trackless, not review. There's a difference, dumbass. My Donda trackless, or I could have said my custom Donda trackless or whatever. Then note, Remote Control and other songs not listed should be on the deluxe. That's just for me on how the Donda tracklist should have appeared instead of 27 songs. You know, and that is my review on the Donda tracklist.